Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's Maggie and Perloff. We're hanging out with you on what is Black Monday in the NFL and what was an unbelievably compelling end of the regular season last night, capped off by Chargers-Raiders, which has now been the controversial game of the year because Brandon Staley decided to call a timeout when the game looked like it was going to end in a tie.
Yeah, I tweeted out it was the best Week 18 ever. I thought I was being clever. I guess in 1993... they had a week 18 because there were two byes. Do you have any memory of that?
I mean, who called a timeout with the game tied in overtime in that season?
Nobody. I guess it was. I do remember which team lost Super Bowl that year. I looked it up. That would be your Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, thank you.
But two byes is pretty crazy. I can't believe they recently had that.
Yeah, to hell with health and safety, though.
Yeah, I thought week 18 was going to be a huge letdown because there weren't a lot of games with major repercussions. And even the beginning of the day, we had the Colts were losing to the Jaguars, and that shook up everything. But most of the games were kind of unwatchable. The Lions were spunky against the Packers. Saturday's games, the Eagles-Cowboys was meaningless. The Chiefs-Broncos was interesting, but I felt like, why are we doing this week 18? There's too many injured players, too many players on COVID list. And then, man, did week 18 roar back.
It definitely did. And it was highlighted, as you said, that first domino was the Colts just laying an egg in Jacksonville. And that set everything in a tailspin. But yeah, I mean, we're talking about an analytics decision of someone who's being over-aggressive on fourth down. What we saw from Vic Fangio, who has since been let go by the Denver Broncos on Saturday night, was the opposite. Someone kicking a field goal when you're down by a touchdown with, what, 4 minutes left to go in the game, and you're playing against the Kansas City Chiefs in a game that's absolutely irrelevant for you. You're not going to the playoffs. And why Vic Fangio decided to kick the field goal there, it's just like, it's infuriating the other way. Like, you have to get aggressive. If not, then when?
He's the exact opposite of Chargers coach Brandon Staley. Yeah. On Friday's show, we both said the Chiefs were the one team in the AFC we felt the best about. I have to tell you, I was watching on Saturday, and the Chiefs come out, they score a touchdown. They're about to run the Broncos off the field, and some guy runs into the punter, 15-yard penalty. The tide turns immediately.
Yep.
The Broncos come back. The Chiefs make so many mistakes, and it's the little things. This year's version of the Kansas City Chiefs, I've noticed it all year, it's the little things. They find ways to make games close. And, right now, if you look at the Super Bowl odds, the Packers are number one and the Chiefs are number two. It's hard to feel like there's a heavy favorite in the AFC.
Well, I think that's probably a little reputation.
Yep.
And quarterback, you know. And you're right, though. Broncos were able to run on the Kansas City defense on Saturday night. Kind of surprising.
Right.
And considering how the defense for Kansas City has turned it around.
And also, the Broncos had so many defensive players out. Their whole defensive backfield was out. It was supposed to be a blowout. It was the biggest spread we'd seen in Mile High in years and years. And still, it was a game. And Drew Lock is not very good either.
No.
The Broncos quarterback.
No, he is not. And obviously, the Denver Broncos are looking for a new head coach now. They fired Vic Fangio on Sunday. So right now, here's where the openings stand. The Bears got rid of their head coach, Matt Nagy, and also their general manager, Ryan Pace. Of course, we know the Jags have had their opening for quite a while. They're already into their interviews and stuff. The Broncos, as we said, fired Vic Fangio yesterday. The Vikings this morning parted ways with both Mike Zimmer and also Rick Spielman, and the Dolphins have fired Brian Flores. Looks like the Houston Texans said they're not going to be announcing anything until at least tomorrow with David Culley, and obviously the Raiders are now into the postseason, so interim coach Rich Bisaccia is going to play against the Cincinnati Bengals. I think that's all we're paying attention to right now in terms of coaches, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the big surprise was Brian Flores with Miami.
Yeah.
if Brian Flores could go, I guess other guys could go. We've seen 3 or 4 days into the offseason guys get fired, but I don't think like there's any spot here. The other thing, too, is now that you have potential 7 openings, I'm not sure there's 7 hot names out there. There's not like a guy who's floating around that people are lining up to interview. There's a lot of names, a lot of assistant coaches, maybe a college guy or two, but it's not like, as you mentioned, hour one, Sean Payton, who's under contract with the Saints. Now, if he was fully out there, I think some other owners would be like, let's fire this coach. But right now, are you really going to fire your coach to get Matt Eberflus? That's what we keep saying.
Yes. I don't know why Matt Eberflus has become like our show's sort of just poster child for the faceless sort of assistant coach.
Yeah, he interviewed with the Cowboys before. He's the Colts defensive coordinator. Yes. But the fact that he lost to Trevor Lawrence, who all of a sudden looked like the Trevor Lawrence we had wanted all year, Matt Eberflus. If I had to ask you, Maggie, you're an owner and a GM comes in, are you a retread assistant coach in the NFL or college guy?
You're asking what my type is.
Who's your type?
So here's my question about that. Is my organization a mess? Like, is it a mess where all of a sudden we are like, you know, headlines where I got fans showing up in clown suits? Like, what level of disaster am I facing right now? Because I think that changes things. I think if you're a team that's in a relatively good place, or you have a lot of, you know, you have a lot of built-in equity with the public, you know, you can, in your fan base, you can afford to take some swings. I feel like for a team like the Jags, or if you're a team, you know, even like
team that's starting
maybe
over,
maybe the Bears, like you want somebody who's going to come in and immediately have a lot of cachet, right? I'm not saying the Bears are embarrassing. That's not about it. But like the Jags were coming off of Urban Meyer. It's just been so long since you've been, obviously their Super Bowl appearance feels like forever ago.
Yeah, it is. They are kind of embarrassing. I know they've had these 9-7 playoff years, but those aren't real play. They haven't had a quarterback
since. Mitchell Trubisky took them to a playoff. Aaron Rodgers has been eating your lunch for the last 12 years.
Exactly. I mean, they haven't had a quarterback since, and I have to go, Sid Luckman? There is no quarterback. If you're a team like the Bears, you have to find somebody to fix this quarterback situation. You've been saying that for decades. Is it possible that it's the organization, it's not the coaches?
Well, see, and you're asking me if I'm an owner, well, how bad a shape am I in? You know, that would kind of inform how I'm going to be hiring. But, you know, there are some really, you know, you say it, there are actually some not bad situations here in terms of coaches coming in. You mentioned the Jags and Trevor Lawrence. I mean, look at how he performed against the Colts, which is a really good defense. I know they were missing some guys, but Trevor Lawrence showed you a little something there. Now, you wish maybe he had a few more games like that. But again, the season was totally in disarray. I mean, the Bears have a young Justin Fields. Like, there are some really fun weapons or potential weapons out there for head coaches.
Well, the Bears, you'll get excited about this. The Bears apparently are going to get some help on choosing their next coach. Owner George McCaskey says that CEO Ted Phillips will assist in the search for a new GM and head coach, as will Bill Polian. Bill Polian of the very hot takes over the last 5 years.
Yeah, Mr. Hot Take himself.
Yeah, we know he's not bringing Lamar Jackson at quarterback. Bill Polian's 79 now. So I guess they're not going to go. We've been talking about cutting edge coaches. Maybe they're not going that direction.
Well, this is tough, right? Because Bill Polian is a Hall of Famer as an executive and did help build the Bills dynasty. But again, this is when I was a child. And so, you know, the NFL's changed a lot. He'd probably bring in Lamar Jackson to like be the punter or something. I mean, doesn't it exactly scream modern NFL to me?
Yeah, the problem is a lot of these owners are old. Stephen Ross is, not that there's anything wrong with being old, but Stephen Ross is 81. He has unfair expectations for what the Miami Dolphins are going to be. So he's not going to let Brian Flores build a winner. He has to change immediately. There's another franchise where we've seen this as well. Jerry Jones is not young. Feels like he is pressing for a Super Bowl. You have to build organically. Start from ground zero. Build a champion like Jimmy Johnson with the Dallas Cowboys, like Bill Walsh with the 49ers. But owners are just thinking, I can have this quick fix. It's not going
to
happen.
I was really surprised, speaking of the Cowboys, to see that the Super Bowl odds for them plus 1,100. I mean, not even close here.
So that
Nobody believes that the Dallas Cowboys, you know, despite the fact I know that the Eagles were playing with the backup quarterback, and I know that I've said the offense feels like it has just been something going on with this offense over the last 2 months, probably tie it back to Dak Prescott being injured and his injured calf. But this is also a team that's hung 50 on two different opponents over the last couple weeks. I mean, it's still the NFL.
No, it's not.
Okay.
these teams,
your backup Philadelphia Eagles.
That was third string Eagles and Washington football team. I haven't seen a team give up like the Washington football team in a long time. They're fighting on the sideline. They're a joke. So the loss to Arizona, I think, is on a lot of experts' minds. Now, when San Francisco got slotted against Dallas, what is the kind of system that can beat Dallas? You don't want to drop back a lot and let Micah Parsons wreak havoc. You want to run straight over them. And San Francisco is that team where you look at who's got the style to beat a Cowboys or to beat a Packers, and it's San Francisco. So, of course, every ESPN segment you see is who's the most dangerous team in the NFC. You're going to go San Francisco. That's a matter of style. Deebo Samuel he's got to be the toughest dude in the NFL.
Yeah, or maybe his teammate George Kittle is also a tough guy to cover. But here's where I see Dallas still having an advantage here. San Francisco did a nice job yesterday, but their corners are not great. I mean, if Dak's able to find his deep threats there, I mean, he has multiple to go to. And if they could stay committed to the run, which we know sometimes Dallas will just go away from the run, even though they have this great two-headed monster there with Zeke and Tony Pollard, but if they can stay committed to the run game and then take their shots with the deep threats, I know I'm like, Sim, look at me, football girl.
Yeah, do we have...
I'm like X's and O's with my serious football talk here, but I could just see CeeDee Lamb, I could see Cooper, I could see guys having big days.
Didn't we talk about having a serious football content warning?
Oh, we were going to warn people, yeah.
Yes, warning. Are you going to mention the A-gap and five technique? I've actually written the word five technique and not really quite sure what it means. But...
We should just see how high up on techniques we can go. It's a 10 technique.
Yeah, like you would think a 5 technique is better than 3 technique, but it has to do with a place of where they are on the field.
Anyway, a 50 technique. Just trust us.
But I think this narrative does make sense. You look at the Niners running all over the Rams and be like, the Cowboys, it's easy to look at the Cowboys and say, they've had these big stars for a while now. Every time a Cowboy gets a young player, we're like, oh, he is the next truth. Jalen Smith, now he's out of the league. Leighton Van Der Esch, linebacker. He was supposed to be the next star. He's no good. You go down the list, it's hard to tell, are these talented players get more attention because they're Cowboys, or are they really legit? And just a collection of talent has not done it for Dallas. Not since the 90s. It's been a long, long time. So I know exactly what you're saying. You're surprised that Dallas is down there. But I think I think smart football fans are like, this Cowboys is all superficial.
Man, I mean, can you be 12-5 and be all smoke and mirrors?
Yes, in the NFC East, I believe you can.
Well, you might have a good point there. Well, Dallas and San Francisco, the line opened at Dallas -3.5, already down to 3. So early money is coming in on San Francisco, and we will keep our eye on that. A lot more breakdown of San Francisco and Dallas, but that was part of the good over the weekend, right? San Francisco yesterday with the big comeback win, Dallas on a laugher on the Philadelphia Eagles on Saturday night. So that stuff was all good, and they're into the playoffs. There was plenty of bad yesterday. I mean, bad to the point of hilarious. And what has become now the buzzword, not Aaron Rodgers calling someone a bum, because that took over for a little bit last week. The new buzzword for the NFL is clown.
Right.
Everyone's a clown. It's like all clown show. A clown show, literally people dressed as clowns coming in from Jacksonville. Of course, you had Joe Judge calling, we think it was the Washington football team, clowns because they were fighting on the sideline. Meanwhile, Washington football team beats the New York Giants yesterday. Joe Judge, though, still reportedly has his job. So with the theme of clowns and the clown show in mind, let's just run through a couple of the hilarious things that happened yesterday. Starting with the Colts. Oh. What the hell happened? The Colts laid an egg in the worst way possible. And what makes this even more terrible, and I should really let you say this because it does involve the team you root for, but the fact that the Philadelphia Eagles traded Carson Wentz and got a first-round pick for him, and the Eagles are in the playoffs and the Colts are not, I don't even know how you live with yourself if you're a Colts fan today. You have to be sick.
It's unbelievable because the Colts, what's their biggest strength? Their offensive line. Their offensive line had no advantage on Sunday against a Jacksonville team who'd been pushed around by everybody. And then you warned me. You said Carson Wentz is not going to step up when it matters. Carson Wentz really didn't step up. I like Carson Wentz a little bit at least. Like, I have some fond memories from Philadelphia. This was very disappointing. We said it last week. Just hand the ball to Jonathan Taylor and get out of the way and beat Jacksonville. That game wasn't even close, Maggie.
Well, when they were down 2 scores, they had to stop running the ball because they had to start to throw to come back.
What was your? Did you like when the clowns took off their hair pieces for the anthem?
Oh, yes. It was reported that some of the people dressed as clowns removed their wigs for the national anthem, and I thought that was an incredible sign of respect.
Yeah, that's nice. I've been a fan of many bad teams, and I've considered myself an expert in this. And I do appreciate Jacksonville. this was a special effort, and you deserve the win. And you have the number one pick.
Do we have the sound from Jacksonville with the fan who was doing an in-arena promotion? It was a trivia, and she had a very creative response to the trivia question. Yeah, I couldn't understand anything.
She said fireballky, Jags jam. I don't know, you just gotta love the attitude. Have you ever been to that pool in Jacksonville?
No, that's not a place I would go.
No, not during COVID, probably. So they fired GM Trent Baalke,
which
is interesting because they need a new coach. And there's a lot of rumors that coaches don't want to work with Trent Baalke. Not a great situation following up on the Urban Meyer fiasco, but they're winners today.
They're winners today, and the Colts are the big losers, and they are part of the clown show. Another player, or coach rather, that is now part of the clown show. We mentioned Joe Judge. He called the Washington football team clowns. Meanwhile, the New York Giants head coach. This was a really particular kind of bad here. So this is the Giants. Granted, they are down to their third string quarterback. Why Mike Glennon was ever on the team, who knows, as a backup. But then they're on to Jake Fromm, who they signed off the Bills practice squad a couple weeks ago. They're backed up and pinned in their own territory in the second quarter. First down. It's going to be a false start. Back them up.
Second down. It happens.
So now you're looking at a second and 11, I believe. They go into victory formation, and Jake Fromm runs the ball for 2 yards.
It's always good to be in victory formation.
Yeah, and the second quarter. Third and nine.
Third and nine. Okay, so now
victory formation again. And they quarterback sneak. I got to be honest. Like, you got to have a particularly low opinion of your football team when you are setting up for the punt on second down.
Well,
this is a professional football team. You're thinking about the punt on second down, let alone third down.
You don't want to punt in the short end zone for the punt. You got to protect your...
You don't have another play that you feel comfortable calling besides victory formation. Now, I've had a little bit to marinate on what I think Joe Judge was doing here, and I thought he was going to end up getting fired today, but it looks like he's going to be safe. I think that him doing the victory formation and running the quarterback sneak out of it two plays in a row was sending the message to the owner, John Mara, this general manager is so bad that I don't even have another play that I can run where I'm not sure that we're going to give up a safety.
Absolutely.
Right. So it turns out Dave Gettleman, the general manager for the Giants, unceremoniously retired today. So he's going to be out, but Joe Judge is safe. But that was a message to the owner and to the fans. Mm. I don't have any personnel here. I've got nothing. Meanwhile, they spent $200 million in free agency, the most on Kenny Golladay, the wide receiver, who got $72 million, 50 of it guaranteed, and finished the season with zero touchdowns.
Not only that, did you see the bomb he dropped? It was right in his hands, and he just gave up on the ball.
Ugh.
And first-round pick Kadarius Toney, zero touchdowns.
Yeah,
so they put more resources in that. I agree. The analytics say you're going to hand the ball off to Devontae Booker and have a 4-yard loss and get a safety, or you're going to have your punter on the back of the end zone.
Yeah.
You were watching that game. There's no way the Giants were going to have a positive play from scrimmage. You might as well have gone quarterback sneak the entire game. It was a sad moment. I just loved, everyone's like, am I seeing this right? Did he just quarterback sneak 2 random plays in a row?
Yes. Yes, they did.
And he kept his job.
Sad. And he kept his job.
So far.
Yes.
I mean, if we all yell about this particular set of plays, does Giants ownership traditionally like answer any of that stuff? They must know what people are saying today.
They absolutely know. They definitely hear it. And having worked in New York for all these years, I definitely know they hear it. They are so worried about looking like a revolving door at head coach because what happened with Ben McAdoo and what happened with Pat Shurmur that they don't want the perception is that the Giants are a mess. Earth to the Giants ownership. It's not just a perception. It's reality. It is a mess. You are a mess. And so what's worse doubling down on another bad decision. So now they're going to start the search for another general manager, and I highly doubt this GM is going to be empowered enough to say, I don't think Joe Judge is my guy.
Yeah.
No, this is an arranged marriage, and we all know how those work out.
But I think it is a team that protects its punter, and that's important because you don't want that short. Riley Dixon, he had plenty of room to get that punt off. So when they're looking at free agent punters, they're in great shape.
Oh, the punter's text thread is all lighting up. Like, man, you got to get to the Giants, man. Yeah, yeah. They treat you so well.
Yeah, they'll sneak on second down just to give you a better angle.
They will give up on the play and on the drive in second down. And I'm going to put the drive in air quotes.
The analytics say they're going to start punting on third down. Well, that is really aggressive.
Listen, it's all about that three technique.
Serious football talk.
There you go. Serious football talk. All right. Coming up next, Brandon Staley and the Chargers out of the playoffs, but they have some even better things coming their way. We'll tell you what we mean next. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff right after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. I'm Andrew Perloff. She's Maggie Gray. Coming to you on a Black Monday around the NFL. Coaches getting fired. Something that I tell you about our show, we're cutting edge. We're innovative.
Yeah.
We come up with new ideas that no one has ever heard of. And last night I had one that struck me in the middle of the night. I'm like, let us do this. Let's do thank you letters from people in the NFL to other people in the NFL. Sort of obviously funny thank you letters. And I wrote up one that I was so proud of, and I emailed it to Maggie and our producer, Michael. And I'm like, I was just waiting for the applause to come back. And that wasn't the reaction I got.
This is hilarious. We get an email from Perloff. He's like, I got a great idea. Why don't we do like funny thank you notes from one person in the league to the next? And Mike and I just pause. We're like, are you serious? He's like, no, I already wrote one up. I got one about the Eagles. It's going to be like really funny. We're like, yeah, Jimmy Fallon does that. And he's like, what? It's like, yeah, Fallon's been doing that for years. And so we're like, well, we still kind of want to do it.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jimmy Fallon, and your writers for this excellent idea, because we're gonna crib it right now.
How about we have our guests read mean tweets about themselves?
It'd be a new, crazy, innovative thing. Jimmy Kimmel never did that.
But I do think we need to do this thank you letters, because the NFL needs to get more polite. Mm. You know, there's nothing like a good thank you letter after you get a wedding present. I hated those, by the way. So why don't you get us started, Maggie, with thank you letters from one NFL person or one person in the world to someone in the NFL.
Okay, so our totally original idea. Thank you, Brandon Staley. We know you're getting skewered from coast to coast for your aggressive, some may say ridiculous, play calling last night. We'd like to thank you for single-handedly raising the collective blood pressure in the United States by several points. Business will be booming for us as long as you're making decisions in the NFL. Sincerely, the American College of Cardiology.
Oh, that's really nice. See, that's appreciative. It's appropriate as well, especially in Pittsburgh where they eat all those big sandwiches yeah, with Pramati Brothers.
Everything has fries on it.
Everything has fries on it, so they definitely have some cardio issues. Okay, I will go with a letter from Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM, to his friend Chris Ballard, the Colts GM. Dear Chris, thank you very much for your gift of a first-round pick. I hope you enjoyed your experience with Carson Wentz. He's a handful, LOL, but in a good way, except when he's not, like yesterday. I'm sorry you didn't make the playoffs, but you'll thank me later in the week when you're not dealing with those flight delays. You know what I mean? Now listen, I feel bad, so I want to make it up to you. If you're not sure about Wentz, and really, why would you be? I got a plan B. Do you remember Gardner Minshew II from the AFC South? Well, he's yours. All you need, give us a number one pick overall, and we'll take it. No one would give up a first rounder for him, you say? Yeah, but no one else would give up a first rounder for Wentz. So let's make a deal. Sincerely yours, Howie.
It's a very long letter.
Yeah, that went on. That went
that's
on
when you have to go
longer.
To the back page. And you got to put that arrow so that someone knows to turn it around to the back.
Yeah, see, Fallon would have been out. He would have been out about three sentences in. I apologize.
That was like a thank you manifesto. All right, my final one. This is going to move quickly here. Thank you, Tom Brady, for refusing to come out of the game so that I could get my $1 million bonus. I know I've made over $70 million on the field, not counting the money from my Gronk cruise, a.k.a. the Aguaholic. I knew
what?
I was going to botch that. The Aguaholic. Yeah, this segment is going down. But helping to get that bonus showed me that I have real friends like you, unlike some of the other receivers who have been on this team in the past.
Oh,
also, send my love and my banking info to Alex Guerrero.
Oh, no.
He still owes me. Party rock forever, Gronkowski.
Notice we didn't include Antonio Brown in the segment. All right, I will wrap up this award-winning segment. I don't know what award it's going to win.
Is this a keeper? I don't know.
This is from Kyle Shanahan to his former mentee, Sean McVay, the Rams coach. Hey, man. They definitely call each other hey, man. We're agreed on that. Thanks for letting us come back and win on Sunday. You got me nervous there for a minute when you went up 17-0 and when you scored the go-ahead touchdown with just over a minute left. But I know you would never beat me. And how about that Debo Samuel? I thought you were going to figure out it's time to cover him. Glad you didn't. Now we get to visit Dallas, and you play Arizona. But here's the funny thing. If you advance past the first round, you go to Green Bay. Better you than me. We're sure going to laugh over this at Beers at the Scouting Combine. Can't wait to hear more about your recent choices in hair products. Your coaching bro, Kyle.
That one was also like, it was like a... You guys haven't seen each other or talked for weeks.
That went on long?
It was a long one.
I cut out like six lines, too.
Oh, man.
I mean, the music underneath was supposed to make it move faster. These are heartfelt, emotional letters.
You know, I think we should probably just leave it to Fallon.
Yeah.
So I think he probably had it.
I went on the internet and checked out this Jimmy Fallon theory you had.
Yeah.
Lines long. And they're hysterical.
Yes, we know. That's
yeah.
What we were telling you yesterday. You're like, no, I really think this thank you notes
no,
is going to break through.
I think long and laborious with all sorts of football details. I think once Fallon hears this, he's going to be like...
He's going to be nervous.
I think he's going to start stealing things from Maggie and Perloff. That's what we got to look out for. Are there any other like late night skits that I'm not aware of that are going on that would be good for us to rip off?
Yeah, maybe we could start singing in a car with famous people, you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
That piece, when you get a guy in a car, he's free to just sing at will. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, maybe we can even get singers to sing their own songs in cars.
Can I make some suggestions? Elton John, Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, maybe J-Lo.
That'd be really
all right,
fun.
Mike, write it down. This is gold here.
Okay. So it's kind of like a karaoke in a vehicle.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh.
Oh, don't pretend, Maggie, like you're watching late night television.
I was going to say, what time do you go to bed if you had no idea this segment existed on late night TV?
If I'm up at 11 o'clock Eastern, I am stuck streaming something that I want to turn off, but I can't. These next episodes. So,
because you're being filled like a goose.
Yeah. It's something
like
on Netflix.
Binging.
Yeah, I do not stay up to 11:30 because I can just watch it on social media the next day. Isn't that how you approach it?
Yeah, but I actually stay up until like last night. I was up until 2. Something that Raider game, the Raider Charger game was so good. I was up till 2 o'clock Eastern time. Kid ends up waking me up at 6:30, which was amazing. But 2 o'clock Eastern time, I just could not go to bed. Like, that's how good that game was last night. And it's a shame to me because what's going to get lost is Justin Herbert. And I thought he was so excellent. I mean, those kind of big games, listen, they lost the game. I'm not going to sugarcoat this for the Charger fan. That is, like, really difficult. But those kind of big games and be able to put out that kind of performance, we knew that Herbert was good, and you knew that his arm is obviously ridiculous. But to have that kind of experience, I mean, that's got to be, like, incredible for him. My question is just for Brandon Staley, if he keeps making these kinds of decisions and say it's not the only thing that cost them the game, but his decisions have been controversial for a reason. When does ownership start looking at him and looking at Justin Herbert and saying, all right, I know I'm going with my quarterback here. Do I actually have the best guy for my quarterback?
Well, I think they love Brandon Staley. That's all the reports out of L.A. I think a lot of people like Brandon Staley. Now, it wasn't just him. I mean, Mike Williams had a great year. He was bad last night for the Chargers. How many plays did he get his hands on the ball? And the defense
came up with two crucial catches, though.
They did, but he also had many, many drops. The defense has Derwin James and Joey Bosa. They should dominate, and they didn't last night. That's probably also on Staley. But this, everyone's like, oh, thank God Justin Herbert's on the playoff field. I'm not sure these Chargers were going to do that much damage.
They probably would have been one of the teams you would have liked to see if you were the higher seed. Yes.
Yeah, and so Justin Herbert's development was not fully developed this year. He's going to be fine. He's going to come back next year. He's still in that window, five-year contract. He's going to be fine. The Chargers have tons of talent around him. This does not stunt his long-term development.
Definitely, but there's going to be more pressure on them than ever going into next season because the logical next step is you've got to be a playoff team. You have to be. Even though you play in a tough division, they have to be a playoff team. And if they're not, listen, we're here sitting here on a Black Monday where coaches are getting fired and there's always a couple surprises. And if it looks like you are wasting any of that first contract of your young quarterback, all of a sudden the spotlight's going to come back on you.
You know, you're right. Playoff or bust. But I feel like they are a playoff team. I'm going to predict them in the playoffs. Justin Herbert? I mean, quarterbacks win. You look at a Burrow, you look at a Herbert, they're too good not to be in the playoffs.
That's true.
But then again, he's not this year. But it's not like he's 28 years old. How many years in it? He's 3 years into this. He's going to be fine.
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were going to play Perloff's Eagles in the first round of the playoffs, of course. But was Brady sending a message to one specific player yesterday? We'll explain. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff straight ahead.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Right now at the Home Depot, enjoy savings on top-rated appliances online, in stores, or on the Home Depot app. The Home Depot, how doers get more done, U.S. only, while supplies last, ends January 26, 2022. In the Wizards' 102-100 win over the Magic on Sunday, forward Kyle Kuzma scored 27 points on 10 of 19 shooting to go along with 22 rebounds. On the season, Kuzma's averaging 15 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 assists per game in approximately one embarrassing sweater. It is Maggie and Perloff. We're hanging out with you for the next few hours, and it is Black Monday in the NFL. Coming up in just a little bit, top of the hour, we are going to fill the coaching vacancies that exist in the NFL. So Perloff and I have some ideas about who would be good to head these teams that are now looking for new coaches. But some reports came out over the weekend that I don't want to get lost in the shuffle here, because obviously we had incredible games yesterday, a few of them that we were all riveted by. We've talked about the Chargers and the Raiders. We've talked about Staley and his controversial timeout and what the Raiders were doing. We've talked about the 49ers and the Cowboys. A couple of reports that went under the radar, and it's about quarterbacks. And I was surprised about this. The first one starts from Mike Garofolo from NFL Network reporting that Russell Wilson is likely to return to Seattle. Now, to me, he was the biggest candidate or seemed like the one most ripe to move on from his current team.
Yeah, he was ready to move on last year. He complained about the state of the Seahawks roster, and that roster disappointed this year. Apparently, you've heard rumors that he and Pete Carroll aren't on the same page, 70-year-old Pete Carroll. Now it doesn't seem like there's any plan to move on from either guy.
So Pete Carroll is a little bit more about the do-re-mi than it is about the coaching. And granted, the guy's, you know, a Super Bowl winning coach, so you can understand if they'd want to keep him. But apparently he's got like a $15 million buyout or something like that. So it is believed to be the highest amongst coaches, maybe not named Bill Belichick. And so he and John Schneider, the general manager, both have these big buyouts. So they're thinking those could be the same. But right now, there is no report, there's no plans, rather, for the Seahawks to trade Russell Wilson. What I thought was interesting about that is, in my mind, Russell Wilson is worth multiple first-round picks.
Sure.
But I'm watching him this season, and I know he's been injured. His thumb has been injured. Jimmy Garoppolo, we saw how it, you know, hurt him early in the game, and he's dealing with an injury. The thumb is, it's a thing. So is it just the thumb for Russell Wilson, or is he actually not worth, you know, three first-round picks right now?
Oh, I'm going to throw out this year. I've had that injury where you rip the tendons and your finger just hangs there. So,
and that was tough for you to, like, write articles?
No, it was tough. I've broken, you can't see this maybe on TV, I've broken four fingers in pickup basketball over the years. Well, and once you start breaking them, then they all start breaking again. That's the fear for Wilson and Jimmy G. Your fingers, you know, they're like feet. You never want them to be hurt. You got to throw it out. It's impossible. The fact that he was out there, the fact that he rehabbed 19 hours a day, just shows you how ridiculous.
Only Russell Wilson would rehab 19 hours a day and we'd believe it.
But I don't totally understand this, because I know it was a fact. He was not happy with the offense. And if Pete Carroll's in town, how are they ever going to be anything but the Seahawks? They're not going to be a modern offense where he gets to throw it all around the field, which I think he can do. I would give up. I wouldn't even hesitate. I'd give up three first-round picks. If I'm Miami, if I'm, oh gosh, it used to be Philadelphia was the team for him, but now they like Jalen Hurts. If I was Chicago, I would give up three first-round picks.
The Giants.
Yeah, to get an answer like that, 10 sustained years of success at quarterback is impossible. So you have Russell Wilson, and hopefully those first-round picks won't be worth a lot. I'm very surprised about this, because I know as a fact he really wasn't happy with the offensive style.
Yeah, well, he said on the Dan Patrick Show, and so obviously you were front row for that and a part of it. But here's the thing. You just said something. You get 10 years. Is he 33? Are we just like penciling in now that quarterbacks are going to play until their mid-40s?
Well, he's a little more mobile than Tom Brady, so maybe it won't last. But
no, but Brady's now, like, you know, better than ever. But are we still not seeing him as more of the outlier?
You're right. He's Ben Roethlisberger. Looks like he's 59.
And outside of Pittsburgh, who in the right mind would ever want to see Ben Roethlisberger in the playoffs over Justin Herbert? I mean, all of us lost, except for, of course, the people in Steel City. But, like, good for you guys, whatever. But, like, everyone else, we all get a clunker now because Pittsburgh's going to play Kansas City and the score is going to be 100-0.
It was last time they played. I think it actually was 100-0. But Ben has this knack for drama and intrigue that maybe he'll come up with something.
I'm so over that story.
You know what happened before Russell Wilson said that on the Dan Patrick Show? He actually watched the Super Bowl the night before. It was Tampa Bay, and he saw Tom Brady redefine the team he was on. He had no weapons in New England, goes down to Tampa Bay, has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Antonio Brown, Gronk. So I think he was a little jealous of that. I'm curious, over the next month, he's going to watch some team in the playoffs and he's going to see the weapons. Is he going to be as happy after the season settles down?
No, I mean, listen, if he's already gone on one media blitz, you know, where he wanted out of town, I see another one. But right now the reports are that he's going to be staying. Okay, another quarterback who's going to be staying, and this was the tag team combination of Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport both reporting Baker Mayfield's going to remain in Cleveland. Now, this is something that I was advocating for last week, and apparently I'm dying on the Baker Mayfield hill. He's makes about $19 million this year with the fifth-year option. I don't know what they think they can get for him trade-wise. And also, who are you starting over with? Are you bringing in Russell Wilson if you're the Cleveland Browns? Are you getting a better quarterback? I would give Baker one more year before I just throw him out and throw him aside. Yeah. For what? I mean, I know that the Jets got a second-round pick for Sam Darnold, but that was like some kind of voodoo that Joe Douglas put on.
Hey, the Eagles got a first-round pick for Carson Wentz. You could get high value for former top five picks. All right, so I remember that Baker Mayfield thing. You had a big thing on Baker Mayfield for 2 days. Did you think about him once this weekend?
Once I saw the report, I was like, oh, it looks like he's going back. And that was after the Cleveland.com or Cleveland Plain Dealer report that Baker may want a trade.
Here's the problem. The Browns have everything in place to win. Nick Chubb played on Sunday and is awesome. Myles Garrett is amazing.
Yeah, he is.
So they have all these pieces. They better get it right with Baker. I don't think it's like, oh, there's nobody else to bring in. I think this is being on the verge of a very, very good team. And you don't have a lot of time where Nick Chubb still has some legs and Myles Garrett is still unblockable. So I think you think long and hard about bringing in a veteran, another veteran.
The final quarterback that made these reports this week that they're not going anywhere was Matt Ryan. Now, we haven't talked about Matt Ryan a lot
in
yesterday.
5 years.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, it hasn't been great for Matt Ryan. But when they drafted Kyle Pitts this year, you thought, all right, they're going to try to go one more rodeo here with Matt Ryan. He's got two more years on his contract. And instead of going for the young receiver, you give your aging quarterback a weapon. You've got a new head coach in Arthur Smith. He's doing this for a first time. So maybe you like to have a veteran quarterback with a new head coach, kind of get his feet wet a little bit. Whatever the reasons were, now Matt Ryan has two more years left on his deal. Now, I don't know about you, but I saw a little bit on the internet of a Matt Ryan to Pittsburgh kind of scenario because a little of the plug and play.
Absolutely.
Cleveland would be like a similar kind of thing, but I'm not sure how big of an upgrade Matt Ryan is over Baker Mayfield.
Now we have a Eli Manning and New York Giants situation.
And it is a disaster when that happens.
Right, a quarterback in their late 30s on a medium team. I have been particularly uninspired by the Atlanta Falcons this year. Every game they play, it's like, oh my God, it's like, they
except
fall behind.
For Cordell Patterson. He's been excellent.
Yeah, he's great. But every game they play, they fall behind. Matt Ryan has a comeback effort that either falls short or doesn't. There's been no consistency. Where are they going as a franchise? Arthur Smith had a decent first year as head coach, but they got to start over at some point, right? You're not going to win a Super Bowl with Matt Ryan, so what's the point? Why are you running it back? I know the money is probably the reason. There's a huge hit if he goes away. But as far as like leading your franchise to a Super Bowl, there's nothing about Matt Ryan that says, hey, we're going all the way.
No, but this is what happens with these legends who play with their, you know, with their teams for so long. You mentioned Eli Manning. We just saw with Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers, yes, made the playoffs by a miracle yesterday. Right. There's no reason they should be in the playoffs. And the Steelers went out and got Najee Harris so that they could put him with Ben Roethlisberger. It was like they took the Giants playbook. Meanwhile, that has not been successful for the Giants and wasn't at all. But passing the torch on from one guy to another, I know we could say, well, we haven't heard from Matt Ryan in 5 years, and nationally, he doesn't get tons of attention. But in Atlanta, I mean, he's been a stalwart there. He's been an MVP. And obviously, we know about the Super Bowl, but like, you know, and the appearance. But it's hard to move on from a legend.
But when you put it that way, that's exactly why you have to move on from him.
Listen, you wonder about Machiavelli and Maggie. I mean, you got to be cutthroat about this kind of stuff. And I don't think Matt Ryan doesn't want to play anymore. I think he would still like to play. And I, you know, right now, Arthur Smith, they're shooting down all of these reports. It was Chris Mortensen had it that there is no way that Arthur Smith wants Matt Ryan to leave Atlanta. You know, he's one of the reasons why he took the job, blah, blah, blah.
What are you selling to the fan base next year in Atlanta?
Kyle Pitts.
We were selling our first round tight end, who was a bit disappointing. Cordarrelle Patterson, our receiver turned running back turned everything.
Who's like could have been like garnering MVP votes.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Calvin Ridley disappearing had mental health issues. Their best receiver hurt, but this is and there's haven't been a running back in years that really could count on. Devontae Freeman probably the last one. This is a stuck franchise, and I say you got to rip the Band-Aid. How about at least you draft?
But you did it a year too late.
Yeah.
Because last year was the quarterback year, and you had a top five pick, and you used it on tight end.
So, I don't know. Take a Kenny Pickett will probably be gone. Take a Malik Willis. Take a Matt Corral here. And then Matt Ryan's in the bridge quarterback role. That's exciting. Well, Matt Ryan.
You're the only one who thinks that's exciting.
No, it's not exciting. I'm being sarcastic. This is a completely unexciting franchise.
I don't know. I mean, I know you love mediocre quarterbacks, so I thought maybe you really did get excited.
You're the one who's standing up here for Baker Mayfield.
I
can't believe you're not ready to move on. I would think you were a cut and run on most of these quarterbacks because what's this up? At a certain point, you just know the same formula is going to happen again. I don't know why you feel that Baker Mayfield is going to turn it around and be able to lead this team deep in the playoffs.
Well, because he led them to the playoffs once when he was healthy. And they did go to the postseason, and they did win a game. Granted, it was against the Steelers, but they still did it. And I don't think that can just be so discounted so easily, especially when I don't have an obvious upgrade. You know, it's kind of like Black Monday today in the NFL, right? Brian Flores gets fired from the Miami Dolphins. If you're just getting caught up to speed, he was the surprise coach who got let go today. I hope the Miami Dolphins have someone else in mind. Now, go through the proper Rooney Rule and all that stuff and give everyone a chance, but I hope that they have at least somebody in mind and have thought this through, where you're not just going to say, man, you know, these two guys, or there's a personality conflict here between my head coach and either my GM or my quarterback, and I'm going to fire my general, my head coach, even though we believe we're actually headed in the right direction. He got a lot out of a roster that in a lot of ways didn't make a whole lot of sense, and you totally missed on the biggest and most important decision that you will make in a decade, which is you took Tua over Justin Herbert. So if we're going to scapegoat the coach here, I really hope that they have someone in mind.
Well, the alternative is, it's like when you break up with someone, it's really fun to be single and see what else is out there. Maybe they want that
play
freedom.
The field?
They want to play the field. Stephen Ross, he wants to sit down to dinner and talk football with a bunch of owners. That's kind of fun. If you're an owner, you don't get the chance to do that in normal offseason.
Well, if you own a bad team, you get to do it all the time.
That's true.
Because you're constantly churning through head coaches.
Yeah, in Jacksonville, you get that dinner a lot. I guess Shad Khan has too many of those dinners.
You invented that dinner. I mean, Shad Khan is how many people have they interviewed already? Like 15? That's a lot of dinners.
Well, I think it's a lot of Zoom these days.
Yeah, what can you get over Zoom, though?
I can't imagine being an owner and having to talk to some assistant coach for 3 hours about his offensive philosophy.
You know they're asking the same questions, too. It's just like, here's your scenario. How about here's a scenario? It's overtime. A tie gets you both into the playoffs. It's 38 seconds left, and you're facing a 3rd-and-8. Do you call a timeout?
Oh, my God. That sounds familiar. By the way, you could talk about this on Shad Khan's yacht, which I've been on.
Nice name drop there. Maggie, Perloff, and you, don't move. We're going to hire some coaches next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.